That snatch of Franz Lehár's Wild Roses introduces Ralph Elman and his sextet, who'll be entertaining you again until 12 o'clock. And taking a lead from their signature tune, the sextet begin with some more Lehár music, as brought up to date in The Merry Widow. Three pieces, I'm Off to Chez Maxime, Villa, and The Merry Widow Waltz. Selection from The Merry Widow. Well, now, the next piece from the sextet bears the stamp of Fred Hartley. he's fashioned a quiet old Jewish melody into this arrangement of Almonds and Raisins. Almonds and Raisins. After the slow, something fast and contrasting. I've got a feeling that Ralph Elman himself knows more about this piece than anybody. Written, it seems, by Raphael. Let's hear it, shall we? Gypsy Fiddler.
Thank you.
Well, after that dashing gypsy fiddler, we're going to have one of the catchy works of Mr. Modugno. It only remains to hear it so that we know which one it is. Will you play it, please, Ralph? Ralph Elman and the Sextet are ready again now with one of Ivor Slaney's many compositions. They've chosen Valse du Diable. Thank you. But have you spotted this week's deliberate mistake? That was by Charlie Basin and not Ivor Slaney. Well, a little while ago, we had one of Scotland's traditional songs, and now to finish with, the sextet is going to play a piece that Robert Docker has written, and this, too, is very much at home north of the border. Laird's Delight. And with that, we come almost up to midday and time for us to leave you. So it's goodbye for now from Ralph Ellman and his sextet.